Audrain County Western District Commissioner Tracy Graham, and good morning to you, sir.
Morning, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you here. We've been seeing a lot about cybersecurity and cyber attacks in the United States. I don't know if a lot of people know or not, but that's kind of your expertise, is defending against these cyber attacks, if you will, and wanted to talk to you a little bit about that this morning. What are some measures that you take over at the Audrain County Courthouse to kind of protect them from being a victim of the cyber attack?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to back up just a second because I'm not sure I'm an expert at any of that.
Oh, no.
I've got a lot of knowledge just from my career experience. And I will mention, before I got out of the business, we saw this, and it's probably been 10 or 12 years ago, a local firm got hit, and that was the first time we'd ever seen anything like that. And it was amazing because it locked all their files down, and we were able to restore. But since then, it's become a major issue for businesses, government, local government, all forms of users. But at the courthouse, we take some pretty strong precautionary measures. We're involved with a couple national organizations that provide local counties and municipalities services that help protect. And there's a lot of stuff in the background, so I'll try not to get too deep in the woods there. But so by utilizing some of these free services for the county, we're able to stop a lot of the obvious ones. And then we have a service contract with a security management company, and they do a lot of monitoring and filtering. So for us, and the majority of this stuff comes through email. I mean, everybody's aware of that. So our filtering system really blocks a lot, and I wasn't prepared today. I could have given you statistics, but the thousands of messages that actually get stopped in a day that never even get to anybody's mailbox is amazing. It's amazing to see. And then there's the option that questionable messages go into a queue, and people can review those and release them if they feel necessary. And if they release and they're still bad, the system will catch it and quarantine it again.
That is awesome. You guys have not experienced any of those sort of attacks over at the courthouse because you've taken these preventative measures, I would imagine, right?
That's correct. We have taken preventive measures. There's some more things that we would like to implement. Government's slow for implementation. And of course, there's a cost to some of this stuff. We're very fortunate that we're involved with those ones called MSISAC. And I think we just looked it up. It's Multi-State Information Sharing Analysis Center.
That is exactly right.
Yeah, and I should know that. And there's also that same organization has one specifically for elections also. So we're a member of that. And by being a member of that, we have a lot of insight on very new, current things that most public doesn't see. So that's been a big help. So some of the services they provide we have not done, like ransomware phishing testing, to actually see how many people might click on a link, and then we can do training after that. So we're going to be doing that, but I probably shouldn't have said that, because now everybody at the courthouse is going to be looking out.
So you were actually able to go to this Multi-State Information Sharing and Analysis Center. Tell us where it was located and talk about your experience visiting that center, if you will.
Yeah, it was really interesting, and it was an invitation only. So there was, I think, three of us got to visit when I was there. And it's in upstate New York, and it's actually a division or a service under Homeland Security. So it's a very strict environment, background checks, no cell phones, no electronic watches were allowed in. And so it was a briefing, and I hate to say it was a sales pitch, but they want people to use those services because it's Homeland Security, and they want to push that down to local governments. So it's like a real war room, and I don't know, the room, it was a huge room, and there was just digital monitors all the way across the analysis room, and I would say there was 30, 40 people just monitoring different activities. And so you could actually see real time lines going across that screen, where it was coming from, where it was going to, and if it was red, blue, yellow, meant something different. So it's real, and it was amazing. And we actually got to go in the actual room itself. So the conference room has a glass wall all the way across, so you can see in the room. Most people don't get to go in the room. So they let the three of us go in. Of course, they were watching us pretty close, and actually got to talk to some of the analysis people that are sitting there monitoring this and stopping some activity. And so they said, well, let's test somebody's website.
Sure.
And I said, shoot, I'll volunteer. So they actually tested and tried to hack the Audrain County website, and we were secured, and they said that's a really good thing. So I have to give it up, because some of that was done before my time.
But that's still very awesome. You guys passed the test, and, mm-hmm. and you were being tested by the ultimate professionals, if you will. So that was great news right there.
Yeah.
Some other advice that maybe you could give out to folks this morning. How do businesses here in Audrain County monitor for suspicious activity? What would you tell them?
Yeah, well, obviously, look at where it's coming from. I mean, that's a sign right there that everybody should be aware of. Don't just click on things. If it says it's UPS, make sure you're looking at the actual address it comes from, because the first one I talked about that was 12 years ago or so, that's what it was. It was a fake UPS notification that somebody clicked on. If you don't know who it came from, don't click on it. They'll contact you back if it's really important, or call you. So that's the main thing, is just any links that are embedded in email messages, just avoid clicking them unless you really know for sure. Implement some kind of security monitoring appliance. There's a lot out there. We use a specific brand with a type of application that sits on top of it to monitor the email that we were talking about. So implement those things. And I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of people that think, oh, it had never happened to us because we're so small. Well, one of the things now is, they call them actors, have figured out that it's easier to get into smaller places. So don't think it won't happen. I can name off several counties around us that have been hacked and ransomwared, and they had to pay huge money.
Yep.
There's been some private businesses, local, that are small, that have experienced it, and it's not fun. So, and in our case, people say, well, it doesn't matter because it's all public record, right? Well, yeah, but if we go into work in the morning and we have no access to anything, that's a major cost, having people sit around not being able to have access to the data. So even though the data is public, that's not what causes the problem. It's not having access internally to do our jobs.
No doubt about it. So I probably shouldn't be opening that email that I've won $1 million from the guy over in Kenya, right?
Yeah, probably.
Probably not. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. If anybody wants to deposit money in your bank account and asking for your bank account routing, and I would say that's a good one to crash.
No doubt about it. How's everything else been going for you over at the county commission? I know you were in Illinois yesterday. You're keeping mm-hmm. a busy schedule over there, right?
Yeah, we do. We keep this commission is really active in a lot of different areas, and so we have to divide and conquer a lot of times. And so I was in Illinois at a conference representing a national association, basically for the ARP, the American Rescue
Plan
mm-hmm. Funding. Our National Association of Counties, which Audrain County is a member of, they do a lot of research and provide services also, similar to MSISAC. And so they've done a lot of research and questions. They've submitted over 1,000 questions specifically relating to counties can and cannot do's for this funding. And so that's what I was there for, representing them and answering questions to the Illinois annual state conference.
No doubt. Well, we're glad to have you back here today, and appreciate your visit, and mm-hmm. Glad to hear that everything is secure over at the courthouse, and thanks for coming in this morning.
Appreciate it, Matt. Anytime.